The Senate, you might have heard, has a big debate over its health care insurance bill unveiled Friday. It's an important debate. Can it happen as quickly as Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants, though? For a look at the rest of the week on the Hill, we turn to Roll Call Senior Editor David Hawkins. And before we get to that, I wanted to ask you about what's going on with Steve Scalise while he recovers, thankfully, in the hospital. Is there such a thing as a, acting whip?
I think there is certainly somebody who is acting as the whip, and that is Mr. Scalise's handpicked chief deputy, Patrick McHenry, who is from North Carolina. He's been around almost a decade. He was one of the youngest members of Congress when he got here, and he's still one of the youngest members. And he helped manage Steve Scalise's campaign to become the whip 3 years ago and got rewarded with the chief deputy job. I mean, really, there what Mr. McHenry would say is that the whip organization is exactly the same. It's just that he is stepping up on a temporary basis to, since he is the number two guy in the organization, he's just running the show for right now. But the question is, what's he going to have to do? What tough votes are coming up this summer for the House to do? And I think that is a question without an easy answer, or at least a optimistic answer if you're an ambitious House Republican.
Because Roll Call is reporting that the House members on the Republican side are still debating over the budget, and they have no unanimity there either on something so basic.
That's right. You know, my colleague, Lindsay McPherson, has been keeping a close eye on that, and that she says that they have not, they are nowhere close on what to do about entitlements, what to do to rein in the cost of entitlements. Obviously, the health care bill would do some of that, but there's more to be done in the eyes of many Republicans. And they're nowhere close on a number, top line number, what they call for the Pentagon. The only thing that the arguments being whether to increase it by 10% or 20%. And on the domestic side is the only place that they have agreement, which is to actually spend a little bit less than the law would allow. But on that front, that's sort of in some ways, a waste of time, because Senate Democrats who have filibuster power over appropriations bills are not going to go for an actual decline in domestic spending, nor are they going to go for a 10 to 20% increase in defense spending. So all this is up in the air. It is a mostly symbolic debate. The House, the congressional budget is a non-binding thing. It has a few powers, however. One is to help the appropriators write their bills. And so the domestic appropriators are going to start writing bills to a grand total of about $511 billion. And the other thing is, if there is a budget resolution, that can create the magic so-called reconciliation, filibuster-proof reconciliation rules for a tax bill. That's really what the Republicans want to get on the same page about, is so that they can adopt a budget and write a tax bill this year.
And what does the whip role become in these situations?
Well, it becomes, in the world that we're in, the partisan world that Congress is operating in now, the old days of the whip approaching a member with both carrot and stick has largely faded. You know, the leadership does not really have the power to punish or reward members who stray on close votes. So really what the whip's job has become more than anything else is an intelligence gathering operation, trying to find out, are the votes there to pass something? And if not, why not? So that the leadership can go back to the drawing board.
There's no board of education they can take them to for a little close one-on-one help.
Bourbon and a stern talking to, and a little one-on-one help. Yes, the Board of Education. I was by that room the other day. It's an actual room in the basement of the Capitol where Sam Rayburn used to do his magic.
You can probably still smell the smoke. We're speaking to Roll Call Senior Editor David Hawkins, and let's get to that Senate bill, because that's going to be the huge distraction as they really get down to business Tuesday and for the rest of the week. And so what is the real outlook for a vote before, as Mitch McConnell wants, July 4th?
Well, you know, he has, as you and I are talking anyway, you know, and this could change at any minute, but as you and I are talking, he has signaled quite clearly that he wants a vote one way or the other by the end of this week. Now, by the end of this week could mean Saturday morning. It actually could take until then to do the number of amendments that they want to try and to do the parliamentary machinations, so that the week-long break for senators that's supposed to start on Friday could be postponed. But you know, other members, other leaders have made that threat in the past. We're going to vote on this one way or the other. The House leadership made a similar declaration minutes before they actually ended up suspending the debate on their version of the health care bill for several weeks. So things could change.
Now, Mitch McConnell is widely recognized as one of the master tacticians in the Senate. Why did he leave out of the negotiations on this bill some of the very Republicans he needs now to vote for it?
It's a great question. I totally agree with your characterization that Mitch McConnell, those of us who've covered Congress for a long time, bet against Mitch McConnell at our peril. He has he is less of an ideologue and much more of a deal maker. He does know where the votes are. It is surprising to many of us that he unveiled a bill that so quickly was so far short of the 50 Republican votes that it needs to allow Mike Pence to cast the decisive vote. As you and I are talking, they are five, you could argue almost six firm, pretty firm no votes for this bill. They can only afford to lose two. And I'd say there are three or four others who are leaning no, and if things fall apart, could go no. Now, what I said a minute ago about the carrot and the stick, Mitch McConnell does have more carrots up, you know, in his basket of tricks, to mix the metaphor, than maybe the House leadership does. He can offer people things that have nothing to do with nothing to do with health care, and you know, special amendments that might help a senator or two. But if he does that, that runs the risk of public condemnation. A senator from Nebraska who has since departed, named Ben Nelson, was the crucial 60th vote for the health care bill in the Senate back in 2009, excuse me, and was almost forced into retirement because of the so-called Cornhusker kickback. That was this amendment that he got that essentially bought his vote with something that didn't have to do with healthcare.
Yeah, that's the cost of transparency, I guess. And before we leave you, one other matter reported in Roll Call that was interesting is the Air Force new secretary was kind of cool on the idea that is popular, at least in some quarters of Congress, of creating a new space corps, almost like the Marine Corps, that would be under the Air Force but semi-autonomous. And she said, we need this like a hole in the head.
She did. She said, I think that this is Heather Wilson, former member of Congress, somebody who knows. So she was a pretty adept legislator and understands, you know, where the votes are and where they're not. Yes, she said, we need more lethality and less bureaucracy, I believe was the quote. So, yes, she like so many administration officials these days, are giving cool. There is a coolness between the administration and members, Republicans in Congress, about many of the policies that are being proposed. Sometimes, as we've discussed in the past, it's Republican members that say, you know, what the Trump administration wants to do is silly or would spend too much, and sometimes it's the other way around. So I think this one's not going to get off the ground.
Yeah, because the Air Force has a Space Command and the Navy has SPAWAR, so it's not like there's not lots of space.
There's lots of people paying attention to space, and the way Secretary Wilson describes it as it's scrambling the org chart and creating more bureaucracy and more people to report to and more memos, and it'll just drive up the cost of doing the defense, you know, of running the Pentagon, which is already, as we discussed a minute ago, is already something like 55% of all the money that Congress appropriates this year, so don't need any more.
David Hawkins is senior editor at Roll Call. As always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
Find links to more information and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.